All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah, good to be back.
And today we're taking a look at IDCs.
Ooh.
Intangible drilling costs.
Intangible drilling costs.
Now, if you're like me,
yeah,
you hear that, you think, that sounds complicated.
Sure.
But we're gonna try to, like,
break it down.
Break it down.
Make it simple.
Exactly. And by the end of this, you'll know what they are, why they matter, and how they might impact your investments.
Absolutely. And some real world examples of how these things actually play out in the field.
Awesome. So
yeah,
let's just start off with the basics. What are they?
Okay. So IDCs, they stand for intangible drilling costs. And it's basically all of the costs that go into drilling a well that don't have a tangible asset, like a piece of equipment that you could resell.
Okay. So like the drill itself is not an IDC.
Exactly right. The drill itself would be depreciated over time. It has a tangible value. But the fuel you use to run the drill,
okay,
the wages you pay your workers, okay, the mud, the chemicals,
all that stuff,
all those things are intangible because once you use them, they're gone.
They're gone.
Yeah.
So why is that like a tax advantage, though?
So the magic of IDCs is the way they're treated for tax purposes, unlike those tangible costs that are depreciated over a number of years. IDCs can be deducted immediately from your taxable income.
Immediately
in the year that they're incurred.
So you can like front load, basically.
Exactly. And that's what makes them so attractive, especially for investors in high tax brackets, because you can significantly reduce your tax burden.
Okay. So like hypothetically,
yeah,
if I invested like $100,000 and $60,000 of that was IDCs,
right,
then I could deduct the full $60,000.
You could potentially deduct that full $60,000 from your income for that year.
Wow.
Which is a pretty significant chunk of change, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. Okay. So that makes sense for somebody in a high tax bracket, but like who else benefits from this? Is it just like big oil companies or?
No, individuals can definitely benefit from IDCs as well. It's just about how you structure the investment.
So like if I don't have an oil rig in my backyard, How would I?
Well, you wouldn't need an oil rig in your backyard. You would invest in a partnership or an LLC that owns and operates oil wells, and then the IDCs would be passed through to you.
Pass through. Okay.
As a partner or a member of that LLC.
So I would get my share of the deductions.
Exactly.
Okay. So if I put in $10,000 into this LLC and they have $60,000 in IDCs, does that mean I get a certain percentage back?
It would depend on your ownership percentage in the LLC and how the partnership agreement allocates those IDCs.
Okay.
But you would get a portion of those deductions passed through to you on your personal tax return.
So it really does make a difference for just an individual investor.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not just about the deductions. Obviously, there's risk involved in any investment.
Right, of course.
You know, oil prices fluctuate. There's always environmental concerns.
Yeah.
You have to do your due diligence and understand the risks just like any investment.
For sure. For sure.
Right.
So it sounds like, even though it sounds kind of complicated first, IDCs could be a really powerful tool.
They can really boost your after-tax returns if you do it right.
Yeah. Okay. So just to recap.
Yeah.
IDCs are a unique tax advantage for oil and gas investors. They allow you to deduct a large chunk of your drilling costs up front.
Exactly.
Which can really impact your overall returns.
It's a big incentive to invest in oil and gas.
So for our listeners out there,
yeah,
how would you say that they should factor this into their like overall investment strategy?
Well, you know, every individual situation is different, but given the potential benefits and the complexities of IDCs, I think it would be wise to seek guidance from a financial planner or a tax advisor who specializes in this area.
Yeah, they could help you, you know,
yeah,
navigate the complicated tax world.
Absolutely. And help you make informed decisions based on your own risk tolerance and financial goals.
Yeah. That's a really great point.
Yeah.
Well, this has been another great deep dive.
It has.
Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it.
And we'll see you next time.
See you later.
Bye.